I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. In the headlines, the 2022 schedule is rumored to be released next week. The expected changes include moving the Busch Clash from Daytona to Los Angeles Coliseum on a temporary track. That'll be neat. Pocono losing one of two dates, and that date moving to Gateway in St. Louis. First time for the Cup Series at Gateway. I was hoping for a street course race, but we'll see what they come out with next week. The big story coming out of Darlington, Kyle Busch was fined $50,000 for a safety violation. According to officials, after getting together with Austin Dillon on the track, Kyle drove through some cones and excessively fast near spectators while on his way to his pit stall. He also swore twice on TV. I think the fine was a little bit light on this one, and he should go to Tony Stewart's therapist. The trucks are off this weekend. They're back at Bristol next week. The Xfinity and Cup Series head to Richmond Raceway. This three-quarter mile short track looks and races like a speedway, has 14 degrees of banking, and always has great racing. The Xfinity teams have two races to go before their playoffs start in a tight battle at the top with just 3 points between leader Austin Cindric and second place AJ Allmendinger. Justin Allgaier is the only regular with a prior win. He swept at Richmond last year, but he'll have some competition from another prior winner. Seven-time Richmond winner Dale Earnhardt Jr. will join the fun. That's right, Dale Earnhardt Jr. running the Xfinity race on Saturday afternoon. Cindric has the pole. Harrison Burton, Noah Grayson, Justin Haley, and Justin Allgaier will start top five. Catch the Go Bowling 250 Saturday, 2 p.m. on NBCSN. The Cup teams are Saturday night racing underneath the lights. It's race number two in the round of 16. Four drivers face elimination next week at Bristol, and with 14 points separating 8th through 15th, you can be sure it's going to be a good race. Kyle Busch leads the way here with 6 wins and 18 top 5s. Denny Hamlin has 3 wins. Kevin Harvick has 3 wins and 26 top 10s. Defending champ of the race, Brad Keselowski, Joey Logano, and Martin Truex Jr. have 2 each. Kyle Busch leads the way in the driver ratings, followed by Harvick, Hamlin, Keselowski, and Kurt Busch. Joe Gibbs leads Richard Petty Motorsports 16-15 in the team stats, and Chevy leads Builders 39 to Ford's 33. Kyle Larson has the pole for the race. Hamlin, Truex, Kurt Busch, and Harvick start top 5. Logano, Brad Kay, Blaney, Amarola, and Christopher Bell round the top 10. You can catch full coverage of the Federated Auto Parts Salute to American Heroes 400, 7 p.m. tomorrow night on NBCSN. I'm NASCAR Steve. That's your Fast Lane for Friday, September 10th, brought to you by Meekhoff Tire with 12 locations, including Gaylord, family-owned, and go-to guys for everything automotive. Plus, they have Michelin, BF Goodrich, and Unirall tires at the best prices.